I must go there.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning we will go. I pray all, I request all to be there.
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock in morning, with so many kartals and folks and dance, we will go and dance and serve Swamiji. He will see here, and he will see that we are all there in their rank. He will be so happy. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade. What is called Kunja, Groksh? Then we will hear the melody of Yes, Groksh. Only by the mercy of Guru Goswami. We will have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and by that we can know all these things. So what is Yugal Priti? Yugal Priti means divine couples, divine love. We are not realizing, not thinking, going deeply, so we are not. We are involved in worldly, toxic acts instead of foreign things. We know that we have no so much faith, then name can be everything. So we are trying so much here and there to make money, to make pratishtha, to make our knowledge more, so we are going to colleges and to become PhD, we have no faith. Other if people faith, like Srinivas Acharya, you know, Srivas Pandit, once he clapped like, 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told him, why you are clapping this in 3 times? 1, 2, 3? He told that you are asking me that you have nothing to take anything. There are no rats in your homes. You know where rats are. Where rats are found?
If there is a grain,
then. But you have no grain, so rats are not there. And rain falls, every rain drops go to his home.
Roof.
Because no roof at all. You have no water pot. You have nothing. So how you maintain your life? He told me, 1, 2, 3. I have nothing to eat, nothing to have a mahaprasad. I will fast 1 day, second day also. Third day, I will fast. And if for today nothing, then I will jump in and give up my life. Mahaprabhu told that. Nothing to work. So,
worry.
If Lakshmi himself, Lakshmi means the goddess of
fortune,
wealth. If you will take some pots and beg door to door, but you will have not to beg anywhere. Because those who are chanting name is himself Krishna, the husband of this Lakshmi. Who is the Lakshmi husband? Narayan. And Narayan is the manifestation of that Krishna. Not Krishna, but Baldev Prabhu. And Baldev is manifestation of this. So Krishna is supreme. And who are telling and chanting Krishna, they cannot be hard. They cannot ride it out. Krishna will come and take something on his head, and he will get to them. You know one history, that there was a devotee named Arjun Mishra. He was so poor. He had nothing to eat, nothing to, but anyhow, he needed to go to bed. One day he was writing something, explanation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and this slope came. Anna, Ananna, Chimde Anto Mang, Je Jana, Pajipasate, Rupa Srimabhanam. The slope was that those who are engaged totally in chanting, remembering Krishna, hearing it, the pastimes of Krishna, I will go and serve them what they want. If they want food, I will go and carry this food to them. If they want clothing, I will go and serve them. Everything I will go there. He cut that line that Krishna cannot come. Because he has no shape. Why do he come? He can give inspiration to others than he can bring. But Krishna will not come himself. And so he take a red pen and cut off. And went to pray. But today, nothing was received. He returned empty-handed. And he was about to come. In the meantime, a very little boy, aged only 12, so beautiful, this was like clouds, and very sweet speaking, he came and called, O mother, open the door. At once the wife of that Brahmin came and opened. He saw that there was a very little aged boy, so beautiful. And he was taking breath from space. And he was so tired. He told the sage, who are you? I'm the disciple of Gurudev. He could not take name, but he told that I'm Gurudev. And Gurudev has sent all these things, so much atta, flour, rice, chawal, dal, ghee, maida, bhura, sweets, milk, everything. I could not carry. It became late. Then he took I crash. Why you are making late? You are making late. Go at once. See my bag. And back is other. About rage. Long work coming. She became serious and let he come and he will come. I will regret. Why it is? He told that, oh boy, come in. And I am making some preparations and after taking, you should go. Otherwise, no. But yes, I am waiting. And he began to take something from that and he began to prepare good chapati with ghee or chawal, dal and all others. In the meantime, the Brahmin came and told them, oh, open the door. He went curious there. Why you have done so mistake, given so much weight and load to this boy? Who is the boy? Are you, he is sitting in?
Your disciple?
So beautiful, aged about 12, very beautiful and sweet. Oh, I have no disciple at all. Who has come? Had he come up? And he went and began to search, but he was not there. Who is he? Krishna. They both began to be. And Brahman brought his book, told that, bring my that book. And he saw that the reddish line was vanished, gone. To make him understand that what is Gita is all true. So we should faith on Krishna name. Name Krishna name can get anything. It is more merciful than Krishna himself. But we have no faith like this. Haridasa Thakur has so. all the Goswamis had this research, right? Then if trying, if having so much faith, then only Krishna chanting like Haridas Thakur 3 lakhs and always remembering him and everything will come and we will can see the dark. So we should pray to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Raghunatha
We're very happy that Maharaj has come to New York. He has saved the best for last. I told him, you're going, Maharaj, to the Big Apple. Big Apple. This is the Big Apple, Maharaj.
Yes.
Swami Maharaj came first to the Big Apple and began his preaching mission here. And it has always remained as a special place in the hearts of all the devotees worldwide. So about Srila Prabhupada's coming here, I want to say something in relation to that, which is about seva, service, and service necessity, or the necessity of service. When service becomes most valuable. There are many branches of service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Satyam, Atmanivedanam. Nine branches in devotional service. These are performed by devotees in various stages of devotional service. And we are studying that in our books. But more importantly is that we try to follow that. And Maharaj is told, one cannot remain a Kanishtha Adhikari forever. It's absolutely no credit to our Guru Maharaj to say that we are always on the lower level. Absolutely no credit to him. Only we can give credit to our Guru Maharaj when we come to the higher level. There's no question of being a Prabhupada Nuga or a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, or for that matter, even a follower of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, or a follower of any acharya in our sampradaya unless one has become Rupa Nuga. Unless we have become a follower of Sri Rupa, we have not really become a follower of our Guru Maharaj. His message is to make us Rupa Nuga. Actually, we can say Prabhupada Nuga, but this is not pleasing to him. I never heard any disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur tell, we are Prabhupada Nuga.
Yes.
They are told we are Rupa Nuga.
Yes. Same wine, please.
Same wine in different bottle. A miracle done, your divine grace, Srila Prabhupada wrote. And so, service is valued according to the necessity. Krishna does not like complacency amongst his devotees. And that is our all-time classic disease here in the Western world. We become complacent. Huh? Oh, Prabhupada gave so many books. We don't need more. But actually, who's reading those books? And even who's reading those books, which sections of those books are we reading? We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but which section? Mahaprabhu eating much prasadam and the bags of Radha. This one we're reading. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touring South India. Going from place to place to place, spreading Harinam. But Ramananda Sambhad, that we're not reading. The talks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually there are five conversations. Ramananda Sambhad, Rupa Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, Prakasananda Sarasvati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Five conversations. That is that philosophy. Huh? People are telling, well, that is philosophy. Huh? But without that philosophy, we will not become eligible to taste any ras or any cream. And when that philosophy comes, then we're yawning. We have something to do, some place to go. There are hundred slokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that have come from the very lips of Sri Radhika and Lord Govinda, but we are not reading them. And when reading them, we are falling asleep. Then we are telling everything is in Prabhupada's books. Then we have got some type of lethargy. To break that lethargy, Krishna is sending his man. Maharaj has come to help us break this lethargy. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, he used to say, you are sons of nectar. You are born of nectar. You are meant to taste nectar. Where are you without nectar? Simply on the desert of material existence. So it does not suffice to say, we have enough, we have enough. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like that. Mahaprabhu did not say, oh, I have so much. He may have said, oh, I had it, now I have lost that. Six Goswamis are roaming through Vrindavan. And they are wondering, always searching. What is the slok? Hey Radhe, Rajadeva, Kicha Lalite. And our Srila Prabhupada, he came here chanting that slok. He came here singing Sad Goswami Ashtakam.
And weeping.
And weeping. Once I heard my god sister Jadarani, 2-3 years ago, I went to a Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. Not as an official member, but I wandered there in the night. So there was a Prabhupada memorabilia night, and many devotees assembled in a bundle. So I just sat in the corner, somewhat in the shadows in the evening, and watched the proceedings. Many older devotees were there, and one godbrother, previously from Australia, Maruvisa Prabhu. He was the master of ceremonies, giving the microphone to various devotees. And in each and every, at least on that night, each and every remembrance of Srila Prabhupada resulted in laughter. Resulted in laughter, in happy times, and good remembrances. By and by, the microphone came to Jadaran. Then I thought, I must hear something more from Jadarani, because she has come in the association of our Sripad Narayan Maharaj. So she must say something more than what we've heard so far. And I was recalling also that just that very day, I had gone to darshan to our Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj at his ashram at Gopinath Bodhi Maharaj. And I asked him something about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And just mentioning the name of his Guru Maharaj, he entered into very, very deep mood. Actually, I asked him, are there any tape recordings of Saraswati Thakur? He became very intense in his mood of remembrance of his Guru Maharaj. He looked at me like I was the grand fool on the earth, and he told me, Baba, Guru Maharaj Saraswati Thakur is here in front of us always. So that evening I was remembering that incident with Srila Prabhu Puri Maharaj. So I thought, what type of remembrance is it of our Guru Maharaj that always ends in laughter? That is not sufficient, actually. Although we will remember these happy times, but long after his departure, we should try to remember something very substantial and very deep about him. So then our Jadarani began to tell a story which Srila Prabhupada told her, maybe 1967. It was a story about Jayadeva Goswami, who was writing Gita Govinda, and he began to write a verse. That verse begins, Dehi Pada. Then he thought, what is this? Where does this impure thought come from? He abandoned his writing. This sloka also telling, as Maharaj said, what is Seva Kunj? How Govinda has served the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and gopis. So like that, in a very strong way, Krishna is begging desperately Srimati Radharani for her forgiveness and for her foot dust. So Jayadeva Goswami thought, what is this? This is some impure thought has come within me. He abandoned his writing. Srila Prabhupada was telling the story to Jadarani, and as the story was unfolding, at least it was my perception that she was trying to take the remembrance beyond just the normal remembrance. That actually our Guru Maharaj came here with something very sweet and very divine, but he could not find the proper ears to receive the full-fledged meaning of his message. If someone studies analytically the tapes and the activities of our Srila Prabhupada, he begins talking about Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Govinda. You just see even those recorded lectures on Radhastami, and you will see a gradual progression from the higher to the lower. Until his last day, simply he's telling, life comes from life, not from matter. You understand what I'm saying? He came with the message of Sri Rupa, but the Adhikari, to hear that and to understand that, that was lacking. So according to the necessity, he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave. And in his last breath, actually, he was giving that Bhaktivedanta Institute and arranging so many things, how the scientists should come to this understanding that light comes from light, light, not from matter. But we are thinking that this is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. Vegetarianism, light comes from light. You're not this body. Karma. These are all Mayavad and Buddhistic theories also. Jayendra Saraswati of Kanchipuram, he agrees to 100% on that. Furthermore, we are now telling everyone that we came from the eternal pastimes of Krishna to rot here in this material world. And Jayendra Saraswati at Kanchi, first class, he will agree with you. Yes, your Golok, your Vaikuntha, it is a fallible place. It is wrought with disaster. But our Brahma, then you will find the ultimate peace, ultimate rest. Basically, the principles in Mayavad and these things, this is not Krishna consciousness, actually. Even our four regulative principles, we wouldn't think to live without them, but you can follow them till the end of time and not produce any Krishna bhakti. Any Krishna bhakti whatsoever. But, same time, if you want to be sahaja and rascal and do all nonsense things, still, we will not see Krishna bhakti there either. We give the example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He would become guru of Gadadhar Pandit. When Gadadhar Pandit first came to see him, what he saw? Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a turban, jewels, costly perfumes, beautiful bungalow, smoking a hookah also. Gadadhar Pandit thought, thought only thought. What type of a Vaishnava is this? No Kundimala, no Sika, no Tilak, no trappings and dressings of the Vaishnava. Oh, suddenly there he possibly made some offense. And then Maharaj, who was by his side?
He returned to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gave Mukunda Prabhu.
To take in there. And Mukunda chanted one sloka from Bhagavad.
And Ahobakhi.
Then you can find these slokas. I'm not good at remembering many slokas. Please excuse me. Then he saw a transformation in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He became mad, throwing his turban from his head, breaking his cloths and his jewelry, smashing his water pot, pounding his feet, and crying. And crying, oh, what is the wonder, what is the mercy of my Lord? Huh? Because he has given such great mercy to the Putana demon. She has come to kill Krishna. But he is so kind. She has come as mother. He has extracted little bit of reality from her approach, and he has given her all success in Vatsalya Rasa. So then Gadadhar Pandit realized, oh, this is a Vaishnava. But generally, the Vaishnava is coming like Maharaj. He is in good dress and tilak and sikha and showing us the way in that way. But that is not the standard of a Vaishnava. Only these rules. Only we are telling everyone, simply chant 16 rounds daily, follow four regular principles. You will develop the perfection of life. Yes, that is true. Because if you do that sincerely, that will lead you to other stages in Krishna consciousness. And then your life goes upside down and goes backwards, and so many problems begin to happen. You have to leave so many things in order to achieve that. So Krishna very much values the service of his devotees according to necessity. And one who is preaching amongst the devotees, Krishna says, is very dear to him. And one who comes to awaken us from our lethargy in Krishna consciousness and to pursue vigorously the lotus feet of Krishna at Vrindavan, not just anywhere. We are of a particular type of devotion in Vrindavan. We're not for Dwarka, actually. We're not for Vaikuntha. When One devotee recently said to me, if I can give Vaikuntha, I'll be very happy with that. I said, why? You are a Prabhupada man. You are always telling me, you are the Prabhupada man. I am the outside man. But I can tell you that Prabhupada is not in Vaikuntha. So why do you want to go to Vaikuntha? And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in Vaikuntha. And Nityananda Prabhu is not in Vaikuntha. So how can we be satisfied with Vaikuntha? We cannot be satisfied. Satisfaction is our enemy. We must always hanker more and more in the line of Sri Rupa. That was the teaching of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not simply chant, dance, and be happy. It is happiness. Someone told Swami Maharaj looks very sad in one photo. He told, no, it is great happiness. So, what service Maharaj is doing for Arshila Prabhupada and for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming on this world tour in his advanced age and taking all difficulties? He's getting supreme mercy. He's getting the mercy of his guru and his guru larga. He's getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whole bunch of tattva, all members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya giving mercy, and all members of Goloka also giving their mercy. So what we should do, Maharaj will go away in a few days. Again, become complacent. Oh, I have heard from Sadhu. Yes, we have heard from Sadhu. Now we must become thirsty after that. Many of you should take the opportunity and follow immediately to India. Those that cannot should group together, make your sangha. And not simply for what we call Dower's diplomacy and despotism. Mm-hmm. Not for these things, but for the real purpose of Krishna consciousness. Saraswati Thakur once said that in Mayapur function, so many people came, very nice speeches. Of course, Maharaj may not say that now, but Saraswati Thakur said, please, now don't cheat me. Maharaj has put before you the wares of the spiritual world. Those things which Prabhupada said don't show to people, ordinary people. He's put a sample of the very high wares that are being sold in the marketplace of the holy name, where Haridas Thakur is the supreme acharya, where merchants are Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunathas and Bhakti Manohar Thakur. He's shown the wares. But it is sad that in the name of Srila Prabhupada, many people are denying these things. One very old devotee said, you know, those are the people who say that serving Radharani is more important than serving Krishna. So I thought, well, which camp do you belong to? Maybe he's with Chandravali. And let me just say one little thing before I start talking. Maharaj, in this place, there is Radha Govinda. Maybe you cannot see, but there is Radha Govinda, deities that Swami Maharaj brought here. And he called us Radha Govinda.
Maybe that I've sent and who just...
No, this one... No.
Yes, the little ones.
The little ones. The little ones you sent. Then one big ones.
Yes.
The Gayatri Devi, Rajmata at Jaipur, at Govindaji's temple, in the Mahal, in the palace, she had some big deities of Radha Govinda. And when Swami Maharaj made a program there in 1971 or two, then she was very charmed, and she gave those. Then they came from here, and then so anyway, I don't want to cheat you more because I'm taking Maharaj's time.
No, we're taking my time.
Enough time. Maybe there's some questions devotees would like to ask Maharaj, or whatever you desire.
I'm so much fortunate to serve Swami Maharaj in so many ways. In his last days, that she was there, so many devotees were there. She called me, I want there. The very day when he was departing from this world to his Master Radha and Govinda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, and he took my hand in his hand, waiting something, and he told that I am so happy to have you. I have some wishes, you can fulfill it. I want that you should give my samadhi with your own hands, with Vedic mantras. I know that you are so much
qualified
and experienced in these things. The Vaishnavari god brothers of Swamiji and all senior JBC members also were there in front of me. He told me, he also told that after my going, he will also manage my last Mahotsav, you know, separation
festival.
He also advised them to give some donations to all the temples as you like. What should be given? Yes, it depends on you. One thing more I want to you, that you should be always helpful to my disciples. I brought them from various countries from whole world, but I know that they are like child. You should support, you should nourish them, and we should try to train also them. I thought that I am your disciple. I know that you are my shikshagu from very beginning. So I will carry your all orders. I am fortunate to carry your orders my dear. And after that, when I came from there, he could not speak a word to anyone. This was the last words, and he departed from this world forever. But I know, I told that all the disciples were there, that you should not think that he has left his body and he died. He is even today here. If you are so honorable and sincere, he will inspire you in all these things and his mercy will come to you. So don't think that he is dead. He is still alive. And he is forever he is here. So don't think that we have become orphans. He is so merciful and he will give mercy, inspire here and here. So you should try to fulfill his mission, what he has begun. I think that his mission is more to do. He has done something, and something he has left as a remnant for you. So as a remnant, you should serve him and carry his orders. Don't quarrel among you. Don't misbehave any god brother. Try to honor all who have taken shelter of his lotus feet, and this will be honor. Otherwise, everything will be ruined. Don't criticize each other. Swamiji told that, oh, listen, what good things he has given to you, you should remember all these things. So I am so much fortunate to carry him. I followed his directives, orders. Samadhi and also village, everything. And when some case came against court case against, I fully supported this. I've never told any word against them. I will never do. I will always help them. I will always help my sir. Swamiji, like my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Arjuna Kesava Goswami. I know that they are both on the same range. Shikshya Guru and Diksha Guru are same. We should try to honor both, all the Vaishnav also. If you want to serve Swamiji, don't criticize any Vaishnav who is even in Kanishta Vaishnav. he means the disciple of disciple Arahant, they should be honored. Because there are family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, family of Swami. And if you are not following all these things in teachings, then we are not serving Swami accurately. So we should try to honor him, not to do Guru Avakya. If you are not following all these things correctly, that you are doing Guru Avakya.
Dishonoring Guru.
Dishonoring Guru. This is the honor of Swamiji. So we should know all these things. I'm happy to hear this is Maharaj. He told some beautiful things. And I'm seeing that Swamiji has brought me here to show his all the things which has done so miraculous. So I'm thinking that my mission is successful. Vaishnavas from various places have went here. And I'm requesting them that you are devotees, your devotees, you should show me where Swamiji used to see, where he used to sing, where he did hippies to happy, where he was here. I want to hear and to know all these things from you. Because senior disciples like you, there are so many disciples. Where is Satyaraj Prabhu? I request also Satyaraj Prabhu to leave me and to tell me where and how and help me also. I want to take the strictest of Swamiji here. So I want to request all to do kirtan there with so many madams, kartals. We go and dance and see and serve Swamiji and Gaur Pranam. Any kirtan? Where is? You should come at once.
She's the disciple of Prabhupada, and she's the one who arranged this program. Yes, someone told me. I'm so glad. This is Vaishnava. You're a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Originally, joined here.
I know that there is also so many things. So I have seen Swamiji. There actually was in there. He came to the airport. Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is my friend from Washington. Going on his disciple. Haladar.
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 Yes, yes.
I don't know everyone.
Sorry, I wanted to meet all. And by my godson, Patun. I'll stack their memory with me in my heart, India, in Vrindavan.
Vivo.
Aja Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari
Oh,
प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिव सद गौर भक्त गदाधर शिवा साधी गौर भक्त बिंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
that I'd like to communicate is that everyone is welcome here, and of course everyone knows the significance of 26 Second Avenue, that this is the beginning of Prabhupada's official preaching in the West, so in either directly or indirectly, most of us here have sentiment or have some kind of indebtedness to this place, 26 Second Avenue, and we thank everyone for coming here and for giving your association to all of us who regularly come here.
I want to hear something.
Yes, please,
how
Maharaj.
He started here.
Especially we, sorry?
He started here and how he came.
Yes.
I think that you are from beginning.
Dayananda Prabhu.
No, yeah. I'm not. Of course, in 1965, and he was staying with some people and giving lectures in various places, and then he came to New York. He continued to give lectures in various places with no fixed place. So he had to tolerate a very uncomfortable situation in one apartment, living with only some young people, and one of these people was crazy. It was a very uncomfortable, difficult situation. Then he had some followers, some young men, and they were not very serious. But he's requested them, please help me. Help me to find a place. So two of them especially took this seriously, that you can't subject.
Who were they?
Carl Jurgens and Michael Grant. That's Mukunda Goswami now. He is Mukunda Goswami. Carl Jurgens is not associated anymore with devotees, but he was initiated. What is his name? He took the initiation, but Carl So these two helped Prabhupada, and Mukunda found this place. And there was also a residence, an apartment in the across this courtyard here. So together the two places then became the official place for Prabhupada to preach. Then in the beginning...
This was for residence or his cooking and or there. Preaching?
Cooking was in the residence.
Just across here. Here he used to do kirtan and harikatha.
Yes, harikatha and prachar, yes, exactly. And students were not very serious. Prabhupada then was cooking in his apartment and also cleaning up after these young students were coming and taking prasad in the middle of the day. Some of them were just loitering, they had nothing to do, no occupation. And so they were coming regularly just to take prasad from Swamiji. Then he was giving in the evening and the morning classes here in this place. So more people were coming to the classes, and then a few who later became more serious, they were taking prasad with Swamiji at midday. So gradually, Prabhupada taught them how to clean the pots, how to cook prasad, how to do everything, lead sankirtan, how to manage the finances, how to administrate the mandir. So in this way Prabhupada actually began with very little, nothing, only some raw material. So then he began also Back to Godhead magazine, as Maharaj said, and it was printed in a very crude manner just here in this center. They used to print this and then go on the street and distribute the magazine. Then at some point they also began to go to the nearby park, about 8-10 blocks away, and have some kirtan on Sundays or on special days in the park. So yes. Then, charter, yes, the incorporation, yes. So then in July, after a few months, Prabhupada wanted to incorporate the society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And some devotees, they were embarrassed because they said, Swamiji has called it international, but actually we have only one center. So they were embarrassed. Then after some months, again then in December, Prabhupada went to West Coast, to San Francisco, and began there. Then constantly Prabhupada was preaching open temples. If anybody came who was serious, he said, I want 108 temples. So then if somebody was serious or senior, he said, you please go to this place. Somebody would write a letter to Prabhupada, Vancouver, Canada, Los Angeles, San Diego. They're suggesting that this is a good place. Then Prabhupada would see somebody and say, you go. So that in this way, centers began in various places.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai!
Maharaj, you please.
you can tell something because you are so sincere.
Yes.
And you have sat, so I want to.
ज्ञानं सुमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकल्पस्वरूपस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पथिकानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. So I joined in October of 1966 and I met Srila Prabhupada at that famous tree in Tompkins Square Park. And then some stranger invited me to the temple here. And right at that corner of the temple, somebody handed me a chapati. And as I was eating it and thinking how intoxicating this tasted, I overheard two brahmacharis speaking. One was saying to the other that Swamiji has just said that when godbrothers fight or argue, it should be taken as clouds passing by. In other words, when clouds pass by, nobody notices it. So very insignificant. And then someone invited me up to Prabhupada's quarters, just a few feet across the courtyard. And in Prabhupada's room, anybody could go in at that time. Prabhupada sat back. There were just a bunch of hippies in his room. We were all hippies. And Prabhupada said, "This process is nothing that you or I have made up. It is very old and simple and sublime." Then he sat back and he said, "We are temporary. This body is temporary. Everything around us is temporary, but we are eternal." And then he invited me to come to the morning and evening program. He had morning program at 7 o'clock, some sorrow prayer.